The truth about bodybuilding. You don't start bodybuilding by going to the gym. The gym is where you go as a last resort. And you certainly don't sit or lay down to bodybuild. Muscle isolation stops you from bodybuilding. The idea of focusing on a couple of muscles at a time just ends your bodybuilding by slowing you down to such a crawl that it will take multiple decades instead of months. Sets and reps, lifting a number of times and repeating the process, can't be more wrong. Where muscle isolation slows you down, stopping in the middle of a workout stops your workout. And the notion of lifting heavy for big muscles, wow, simply cuts your circulation off. It's not muscle failure that you're feeling. Lifting heavy has a second problem. It forces you not to lift for long enough to ever lift more. And on top of that, a beautiful thing has been turned upside down against you. In short, you get tricked that the process of doing it wrong actually works. Our bodies want to grow muscle. They will grow muscle at the drop of a hat. But because of all of these wrongs, these myths, mistakes, this willingness to easily adapt has turned into a thing that works against you. Even though you make all the mistakes above, your body will still adapt and grow muscle, and this will mistakenly convince you that you are on the right path, and you will continue doing it wrong. Because those are mistakes, you will stop adapting and plateau, and very quickly. The mistakes interfere with muscle development, and the plateau everyone enters is the result. No one seems to stop and ask if what they are doing continues providing real results or if real change is necessary. And they simply continue waiting for more, because it happened before, but the more never comes. And believe you me, it gets a lot worse. Yeah, because muscle isolation is such a curse that it does nothing for your overall fitness. You get back pain, knee pain, and slapped with premature aging. So much for gym. Doing it wrong comes at a very big cost. It is all wrong and does not help your body at all. And let us not even speak of everyone dressed in colors of dry cat turds. But we must mention it, as that is the key to understanding why all of these mistakes exist. Brainlessly showing off, shame, shaming, pretending, ego lifting, and doing what everyone else is doing is the half of it. And the other half is attacking those who are working out for real. The dismay of having someone actually work out and distracting you from counting to your 10 has caused me to kindly ask if I should move away as not to distract so much. Which by golly made all those who think with their mouths gossip even harder. And you are correct to assume that like muscles growing, they will gossip at the drop of a hat. Is your shirt not turd-colored? Do you wear gloves? Do you have sniffles in the spring? Does your nose get irritated by the floor cleaner? All ammunition. I once gave a curious person a nutrition study conducted by the 75th Ranger Regiment, I think, which also included illicit substances, and wisely stated that they do not help. I bet that did not help the rumors either, but I hope I'm wrong and that the list was used well. Multiple other people asked about nutrition, just so that they had something to gossip about. Not a very nice thing to do, nor a very mature thing to do. The whole drug thing is absolutely a myth, too, and it must be, because of how ridiculously fast muscles grow in the beginning, even when you do it wrong. Imagine destroying your heart for nothing, or out of doing it wrong. On top of our hearts already being delicate and stressed and developing trouble as we age. This explanation should make it clear to you why there are so many mistakes. Shame, above all. And then pretending and gossiping, accusing and shaming, cheaters, dealers, hustlers, creepers, simply destroyed bodybuilding. Now that I explained to you the larger mistakes and showed you somewhat that there are plenty of reasons why they exist, let me explain how to do it correctly. I won't get too technical talking about the little bits. I'll try to be rational and show you how to get started and keep going for life. Pun intended. Long ago, when you first started jogging, oftentimes by just running around the neighborhood, you extended your endurance and grew leg muscles without ever noticing. In high school, you grew some more because now you had gym class, and your gym teacher was just as misinformed as the gym goers. They don't learn very much, apparently. But by not trying to become a bodybuilder, you were growing muscles left and right. You were doing it automatically, by just getting around. You have to pay attention to that. Those who suffered childhood obesity grew muscles by just shuffling to the fridge and back for many, many years. A person overweight by 100 pounds is like a skinny person, slowly building up to wear a 100-pound weight vest all the time, every day. All of these are examples of natural bodybuilding. It is a long and frequent process, years, but not decades. But bodybuilding unintentionally is just as uninformed as doing it wrong. Eventually, obesity slows a person down and then kills them. Eventually, even the fiercest teenager will utter the following curse. I can't, I have a job now. Or some similar nonsense that will shave off 30 years of their life, if not more. The thing that they are all doing right is starting in the beginning with beginner weights and doing it often, every day, multiple hours. But the information they are missing is to continue increasing weight and extending duration as the body adapts. The best candidate for a bodybuilder is the young lady jogger, who, in her humble curiosity, adds just 2.5-pound wrist weights and some ankle weights. As she continues jogging and continuing to increase the challenge as her body adapts. But never by more than 2.5 pounds. That is the absolute maximum gap you can cover. And preferably, well, wisely, by just 1 pound. By the time she increases her wrist weights up to 5 pounds, she is bodybuilding nonstop for an hour with the equivalent of 5 pound dumbbells per hand. And whatever leg weights she can carry, low is fine. The dumbbells are plenty enough. Fair warning, if you bring dumbbells onto a treadmill, you will fall and you will get sucked in. At my gym, they actually stopped helping people. They just use them as examples now. There's a couple of jackasses stuck in there right now. People have been bringing them soup for days. As you can imagine, jogging with 2.5, then 5, then 7.5, and eventually 10 pounds per hand becomes a slow walk, or a slow dance as the weights increase. It becomes a powerful, endurance-driven bodybuilding session. And endurance is the only energy that can drive it all. Please understand. Normally, joggers don't grow muscles beyond their legs because they don't continue weighing themselves down as the body adapts and lets them lift more. I have nothing more to add to this. That is bodybuilding at its finest. Gradually increasing your weights as your body adapts. Using endurance as the platform, the driver, and then slowly going up by a couple of pounds across many, many months. I do have 3 little tips for you that may not be immediately clear. Lift to the beats of fresh, crispy, and bouncy songs. One beat up, next beat down. And use slow songs at first. I recommend country. This will help you enter a dance trance that simply makes time pass faster. It's like driving home after work. You are sometimes surprised that you arrived. Dance, because that is what moving to the beats of music calls for. And dancing adds a layer of twisting and turning with your dumbbells. Optimizes the workout. It becomes a complete full body exercise that grows every muscle all the time. No muscle isolation here. What a terrible idea. And finally, lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you must stop. Because it is not how heavy you lift. It is how long and how frequently you lift a heavy 4.